Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something that, well, claims it can be a shortcut to a better golf game.
Yeah, we're talking about golf swing monitors.
We are, and our main source for this is the website Golf Day Buddy.
It's a really interesting topic. I mean, we're basically talking about the shift from feeling your swing to actually knowing your swing through data.
Exactly. The source calls them a coach that never blinks. But can a little machine really fix your swing? Is this just for the pros?
Not at all, actually. According to Golf Day Buddy, the real magic is the instant feedback.
Instant feedback.
Right. Think about it. You're at the range, you hit a shot, and it feels good. But the ball goes way right.
The classic slice. We've all been there.
The monitor tells you why. It shows you the numbers, the things your eyes just can't see.
So like swing speed, the angle of the club, that kind of stuff.
Precisely. Launch angles, spin rates, ball speed. And you see it right away. So instead of practicing a bad habit for an hour, you can make a small change and immediately see if it worked.
Ah, so you're not just hitting balls into a field. You're actually calibrating your swing with every hit.
You've got it. It just speeds up the whole learning process.
And Golf Day Buddy says this actually gets results.
Yeah, the data shows that using them consistently can lead to, you know, faster swings and straighter shots. You can literally track your numbers getting better over time.
Almost like a high score.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting, especially for anyone playing in South Africa. The source makes a huge point about localization.
And they should. Golf isn't the same everywhere, and South Africa has some, well, very unique conditions.
Let's start with the Western Cape. You mean the wind, right?
Oh, that legendary wind. Yeah. If you can't control your ball flight there, you're just not going to score well.
So the monitor helps with that.
It's perfect for it. You can practice hitting lower shots, you know, knockdown shots, and see the data confirm that you're keeping the ball under the wind.
And then you go up country and you have the complete opposite challenge on the high veld. Right. The altitude. The air is thinner, so the ball just goes for miles.
I can see how that would be a problem. You might use your normal 7-iron and send it flying over the green.
Happens all the time. A monitor helps you figure out your new distances. It tells you exactly how your clubs perform at altitude versus at the coast.
Which explains why, as the source notes, you see the big names like TrackMan, FlightScope, SkyTrack at top courses like the Durban Country Club.
Exactly. This isn't just a gadget. It's serious training equipment.
Okay, so if someone's listening and thinking, I want one, how easy are they to get?
They're pretty accessible. You can find them in the big cities, you know, Johannesburg, Cape Town, or just order one online.
And Golf Day Buddy mentioned something about prices being different depending on where you are.
Yeah, you might find it costs a bit more in, say, KwaZulu-Natal than it does in the Free State.
Just logistics, you think?
Most likely. It's always a good idea to shop around a bit.
And once you have it, what about looking after it? It seems like a pretty precise piece of tech.
It is. And you have to treat it that way. The main thing is just keeping the lens and the sensors clean.
Especially if you're playing somewhere dusty. Like the Eastern Cape, I imagine.
Absolutely. Just a quick wipe down with a soft cloth. You want to make sure the data it's giving you is accurate.
And how often should you be using it? Every day.
You could, but the source suggests 2 or 3 times a week is kind of the sweet spot. You'll see real progress without getting burned out.
So to wrap it up, the big takeaway from Golf Day Buddy is that these tools really empower you to understand your own swing.
They do. You become your own coach.
Yeah.
In a way. But, you know, it makes you think about where this is all going.
The future of the game.
Yeah. Right now, these tools use AI to tell you what you did.
Okay.
But what happens when the computer can tell you with total certainty what you should do next?
You mean before you even swing?
Imagine that. An AI that analyzes the wind, the slope, your own body, and tells you the perfect shot to hit to win the hole.
Wow. That's a huge thought. Does golf stop being a game of human skill and become more about who has the better algorithm?
It's definitely something to think about.
It is. Mm-hmm. A fascinating place to leave it. That's all we have for this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.